Yita Basari Tzvi, Tzvi Hirsch, and Chai Moshe, Meven Klonimus, Kela Basari Leib, from the Golda Bas Chaim Uri, Moshe Ben Chaim Vulchalevi, and Yeshua Chaim Ben Shapsi Sachia. And today, exciting, we start Mesachas Avodah Zarah. Fantastic. Okay.
We're all for it.
Yes, when you look in Tosas, you see like a big wide blank space in Tosas with like one small word filled in. You know, there's been some censorship here, so that only kind of whets your appetite to see what they take out, what they put back in. So you got to track down the original versions here of Tosas to see exactly what they're trying to hide from us. Okay, but let's start with Mishnah. Lefnei Eden shel Avdei Kochavim Shlosh Yomim. 3 days prior to the holidays of the Avdei Avodah Zarah, Usur, it is already forbidden, Lases v'Lases Imahem, to engage in business transactions with them. Now, there's two questions here. Number one, what kind of business transactions are we talking about that are forbidden? And number two, why are they forbidden? So Tosfos goes about Tom's opinion, which is that the prohibition here in the Mishnah is specifically related to selling them items they use in their worship. So whatever our neighbors across the street here would find helpful for their Sunday morning services, bottle of Shabbat's wine and a box of
crackers,
matzahs, so you couldn't sell them those items according to Tosfos 3 days before Sunday. That would be the interpretation of Rabbeinu Tam, that is.
But even if they were buying tablecloths and candlesticks, so they stole all of that from us.
So whatever they use in their services, religious services, Rabbeinu Tam says that's what you can't sell them. And the reason might be very simple then, Lefnei Iver, they're not allowed to be Avodah Zarah, and you're here facilitating their Avodah Zarah worship. Oh, that's the Isser. Mm. Now, Tosfos, though, quotes another interpretation, which is that it's not restricted only to selling them items they use in their religious services. Rather, it's any form of business transaction because, they made a sale. They're happy. If you look at Rashi, Rashi seems to say that the concern is not Lifnei Iver, but the concern is that if you engage in transactions with them, they then will express the gratitude in their religious worship to their Avodah Zarah. What's the problem with that? Rashi and Daf Vav writes that the Pasuk says, V'shem Elohim Acherim lo sazkiru lo yishama alpicha. You can't facilitate their mention of Avodah Zarah on their lips. So by you giving them reason to celebrate, made a great sale today, that then will lead them to thank their deity, and then we will be in violation potentially of the Isser of lo yishama alpicha. Okay, so two interpretations as to what's included in this prohibition of lases v'lases imahem, and what the reason for the prohibition is. Tosfos, very interestingly, the third Tosfos on the page, asks, well, 1 second, says Tosfos, Almas Samchu Ha'olam, the world, the Olam, the Welt, everyone is lenient, says Tosfos, to engage in business transactions on the day of the holiday itself. And Tosfos says, each and every week, there is one day each week, which is in their books a religious holiday. Right, nowadays, okay, maybe New Jersey, blue laws, but back in the medieval Europe days, Sunday was, you better show up in church or else, and you may not do any work on what they called God's Day. So Tosfos says, how is it that on Sundays, everyone's makel, says Tosfos, to engage in transactions with these Avodah Zarah? So Tosfos raised another couple possibilities. Is it because of Ava? They might resent us if we don't, and that could be dangerous for us. Tosfos says, that can't be because my failure to purchase items from them will result in Ava in resentment. I could just say, I don't have anything to buy today. I don't need to buy anything today. Why are you angry for not buying Dafka today? That wouldn't be the reason. Tosfos suggests, maybe the pshat is that when you're dealing with a guy who you have a regular familiarity and interaction with, maybe that's a special heter because you're benefiting from keeping him happy, from flattering him, from making him happy. Maybe that's the benefit. Maybe that's the heter. Because it's really for you, not for him. Maybe that's the heter, says Tosfos. Okay. Or maybe it's because the goyim nowadays, says Tosfos, they're not really of the Avodah Zarah. They're just doing what they're, were trained to do. They don't dafka necessarily believe in it. Okay, so Tosfos looks for various justifications for what was apparently a common practice in Christian Europe on Sundays to engage in commerce with the goyim, even on even on Sundays. Back to Mishnah. So, Mishnah says, "Lefnei Dein Shaladik Chavim Shlashiyamim Asa Lases Lases Simam." 3 days prior to their Avodah Zarah holidays, you're not allowed to engage in business transactions with them. Furthermore, Lash Ilan, you can't lend them items. Vilashol Mehen, nor can you borrow items from them. Lahalvosam, you can't lend them money. Vililvos Mehen, nor can you borrow money from them. Leparan, you can't repay them. Vilifro Mehen, nor can you take payment from them. Vidor Mibuda says, no, that last item I challenged, Nifron Mehen, you could take payment from them. Why? Mipnei, because Shemitzar Hu Lo. He is going to be distressed by having to make such a significant payment out of pocket. Amrlo, Chacham responded, Afapi Shemitzar Hu Achshav, he might be upset about shelling out the cash right now, but Semechu Lachasman, once he gets that debt off his back, he's relieved. He's happy that he's done with it. He's paid it off. Right? The mortgage is paid up. We celebrate. So that also is prohibited on the day of and 3 days before the holiday of Avodah Zarah, because as Rashi said, again, we don't want him to be relieved and happy to the point that he might then go and give Hoda'ah to his Avodah Zarah. Okay, so this is the basic din in the Mishnah. Tosis also adds, B'shem Rabbeinu Tam, that the Isser to lend them money is dafka a free loan. But an interest loan, that doesn't make them happy, that's tsar. You know, they're it's going to hurt to pay the interest. So that says, Tosis, B'shem Rabbeinu Tam would be okay. Another heter that Tosis raises is taking payment from the goyim for a loan, which the Mishnah said is prohibited because they'll be relieved having paid off their debts. Tosis quotes the Gemara later on Daf Vav, that Shimon Karcha says, if it's a loan they owe you without written documentation and you have opportunity to take payment of it now, you do so, because otherwise you'll lose it forever, potentially. I guess Tosis quotes that from the Gemara later on. We'll get that in Daf Vav. That's a citation here in Tosis on the bottom of the element. Okay. And Tosis uses that svar of kematzel miyadam. Tosis says, nowadays, even a milva b'shtar, even a loan with written documentation. You know, nowadays, says Tosis, nothing's guaranteed. And therefore, if you can get payment, you take it, because otherwise you might lose it forever. All right, back to the Gemara. Rav Ushmuel, Rav and Shmuel discussed and disagreed on the Girs and the Mishnah. Chad Tani Edehen. One said the Girsa in the Mishnah is Lifnei Edehen Shalav Dikachavim, spelling the word Edehen with an Aleph. V'chad Tani Edehen. And one said the Girsa in the Mishnah was with an Ayin. As Yemenite, I would enunciate the words differently, but Edehen with an Aleph, with an Ayin. So two different Girsos in the Mishnah. Man detani Edehen l'mishtavish, the one who says the Girsa is with an Aleph is not incorrect. Uman detani Edehen l'mishtavish, the one who says the Girsa is with an Ayin is also not incorrect. Man detani Edehen l'mishtavish, the one who says that the Girsa is with an Aleph is not incorrect. Tchsiv, because it says ki karov yom Edom, because the day of their destruction is close by. This in Parshas Ha'azinu, and Rashi explains that the psukim there are discussing in context Avodah Zarah, because a few psukim later, the pasuk says God, the nations, or those that worship Avodah Zarah, will say, psukim here speak of, you know, those who give sacrifices to Avodah Zarah, let those Avodah Zarahs come and help you, says God. And therefore, Karov Yom Edom, those that worship Avodah Zarah, their day of destruction is, or their punishment is close by. That's the reference here to the way Rashi Unklus translates it is Yom Tevarhon, the day of their breaking, the day of their, you know, I get of being destroyed is close by. Okay, so the Gemara says that's the basis for the Girsa of Edehen with an Aleph. Umadutani Eden, lo mishtavish, the one who has the Girsa of Eden with an Ayin is also not incorrect. Chassid says in Yeshaya, Yitnu Edehem v'yitzdaku, they will give their testimony and be exonerated. And the Gemara at this point assumes that that's referring to the Ovid of Adazara giving testimony. And again, we'll question that interpretation shortly. Okay, so the Gemara now discusses further. Umadutani Eidehen, the one who says that the Gerus is with an Aleph. My time, Ulutani Eidehen, why didn't he say the Gerus is with an Ayin? Amlacha, he'll answer. Tavra Adif, I'd rather speak about the Abadazar holiday using a word that connotes their destruction. And the word, like we said, Yom Edom, is the day of their breaking, the day of their smashing. And that's the passage in Hazina is talking about, the day that the Abadazar will be destroyed. So therefore, that's the more appropriate reference here to the holiday of the Avodah Zarah. Man dutani eidehen, my time alotani eidehen. The one who says the gift is with an ayin, why doesn't he say the gift is with an aleph? Amlacha, he'll tell you. Man ka garim luhu tavra. Because what is it that ultimately brings about the destruction of the Avodah Zarah itself? It's eidus sheheidu ba'atzman. It's their self-incriminating testimony. Rashi says on the day of judgment, their self-incriminating testimony that they worship the Avodah Zarah, that's going to bring about their destruction. Hilchos Eidus Adifa. So it's really the testimony, self-incriminating, that is the better connotation here to refer to a holiday of Avodah Zarah. Okay, so there are two different gersos. Is it Eidehen with an Aleph? Is it Eidehen with an Ayin? And the reasons and the basis for saying either one. Gemara now asks that pasuk in Yeshayahu we referenced before, "V'hai yitnu edehem v'yitzdaku." But Avdei Kachav Mksiv, you think that pasuk is referring to the Avdei Avodah Zarah giving testimony and being exonerated? That's not pshat. Havi Yisrael Mksiv. It's a reference to Klal Yisrael. Because as Rashi explains, how could you say the pshat is that the Avdei Avodah Zarah will give testimony and that will exonerate them? Or that how could that be? Or the Avodah Zarah itself will give testimony that will exonerate them? How does that make sense? So rather, it must be in reference to Klal Yisrael themselves. How so? Here's the interpretation. To Amar Reb Shimon Levi. Shimon Levi says, Kol mitzvos she'osin Yisrael ba'olam hazeh. All mitzvos that are done by Klal Yisrael in this world. Then Yehoyada says, all mitzvos means both Deoraisas and Deorabonans, all mitzvos. What happens? Bos umeidos lahem olam haba. Those mitzvos will come and testify on behalf of Klal Yisrael in olam haba. Mashal explains, Alpi Kabbalah, we know that anytime you do a mitzvah, you create a dover ruchani, you create something spiritual. He quotes the idea that you give strength to pamal yashalmala, you reinforce the heavenly legions with every mitzvah you do. And we speak of creating an angel with every mitzvah we do. But lemaisa, every mitzvah we do creates a davar ruchni. Says Mashal, of those spiritual creations that result from our mitzvahs, those are going to come and testify on our behalf. Lasa lava.
Now I could see why these two lines right here are why the previous lines got through the censors. Because before that, was just talking about Avodah Zarah, their Avodah Zarah, their Avodah Zarah. But wait a minute, it's talking about us.
Right.
Okay, let the rest of it also.
Very good. Okay. So, Shneva says, this pasuk in Yeshayah, yitnu edehem v'yitzdaku. They will give their testimony, and they will be declared righteous. Elu Yisrael, that's reference to Klal Yisrael. The next phrase in that pasuk, in Yeshayah Mem Gimel, the next phrase is "Biyishmu v'yomru emes." They will hear and say truth. Elav dekachavim. Ah, that's the goyim. In other words, first comes the edus of the mitzvahs that we've done to declare Klal Yisrael to be pious and righteous. Upon seeing and hearing that edus, then even the goyim will concede and admit and acknowledge that Klal Yisrael deserve to be declared righteous. Fine. Next. So Ella Amar Rav Huna, Brei D'Rishua. So Rav Huna, Brei D'Rishua says, you're right. That pasuk of Yitnu and Edehem, Beitzdaku, cannot be the source of our Mishnah's saying a dehen as reference to Avodah Zarah, holidays, with an ayin. Because this Yitnu Eidehem V'Yitzdaku is reference to Klal Yisrael's testimony, the mitzvahs that they've done. So rather, what's the source to say that a dehen means holidays of Avodah Zarah with an ayin? So Rav Yehoshua says, Man d'amar eidehen mehacha. It's based on this pasuk. Yotzrei, Pesel, those who create and form the idol images, Kulam, Tohu, they are all nothing. V'chamudeyem, Baal, Yo'ilu, and that which they desire will not help them at all. V'edehem Hema. The Avodah Zarah itself, says Rashi, will come and testify about those who worshipped it, and that will incriminate them. Oh, so here, V'edehem Hema, this phrase here with an ayin, edehem, means the Avodah Zarah giving testimony to incriminate the worshippers of the Avodah Zarah. Oh, that's why it's appropriate to say in our Mishnah, L'fnei edehem, shall a day meaning a non-Jewish Avodah Zarah holiday with an ayin, because the Avodah Zarah that you worship every Sunday across the street, that will come and be made against you. Asad Lavo. Okay. Fine. Next. Darash of Chanina Bar Papa Retain Rabbi Simlai. Asad Lavo. In the future, maybe Kadosh Baruch Hu Sefer Torah U'menicha Becheiko. Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring the Sefer Torah and put it Kiviyachol on his lap. The Oren will say, announcement, Lemi Sha'asakba, whoever engaged in Torah study, Yavo, Itol, Scharo. Now it's time to come and take Schar. Okay, so anyone who engaged in Torah study, the day will come when we will be called up to the podium to take our Schar. So Rasha says, interestingly, he says, all the other Goyim, they each think, Lahavdil. The Muslims think that what's God going to hold up? Lahavdil. They think he's going to hold up the Quran one day and say, oh. And the Christians, they think, so the Gemara is saying, no. Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Sefer Torah. And he's saying, this is what I'm looking for. Anyone who's osik in this should come. This is the Marsha's pshat. But this is going to be the moment of truth. This is what it was all along. So what happens now? Miyad miskaps in a bun of dekachav in bi'erbuvya. So immediately all the Goyim come running in one big confused mix. Meaning Rashi says they don't come,
disarray.
Nation by nation, disarray, thank you. Because it says, Kol HaGoyim, Nikbetsu Yachta, they'll all gather together. Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God says, no, Alti Kansu Lefanei Berbuvya, don't come before me all mixed in together. Ella rather, Tikanes Kol Uma V'Uma, my base, Visofrael. I want each nation to come with its respective leaders, its respective
scholars,
right? You know, so Muslims, whoever they are, will come in with their ayatollahs and with their imams, and the Christians will come in with their, the chaver from the Vatican, everyone comes with their scholars. Pasuk says, Shnemra, v'ye asfu l'umim. The nations will gather, meaning one independently, separately. And the ein laom elamalchus. Laom means kingdoms. Each nation unto itself. Remember, because it says, by Yaakov and Esav, laom melom ya'amatz. One nation or kingdom from the other will take strength. So Gemara asks, "Umi ika erbuvya kamei Kadosh Baruch Hu?" You think that God? You can talk of confusion in front of God? That doesn't make any sense. God doesn't get confused by the blending of the crowds. So the Gemara says, "No, ela kehechi delo li arbavu inu." No, it's for their benefit. They shouldn't mix together b'hadi adali with one another. Delishmu mai da'amalehu. God wants them. To hear what is being said to each of them. So God wants them, for their benefit, to stand each nation by itself. But, so the Gemara now explains what happens. So the nation of Rome, and that means Christianity, will enter first. My time of why? Because they are the most prominent. How do I know that they are considered the most prominent? The Chassid says, in Daniel, Zion says, exact pasuk if I can inside the Tanakh here.
Chof Gimel.
Thank you so much. Chof Gimel, there we go. It says, the fourth animal in Daniel's dream, the Seichel Kol Ara Usedushina Visadkina. It will consume the earth. And I guess crush it, break it, step on it, break it. So Rome is considered to be Chashuv. Now it's going to, I guess, conquer the earth, consume the earth. And Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zura Michayaves. This is a reference to evil Rome. Shetiba Yatza B'chol Ha'olam. Rash says Tiba Yatza B'chol Ha'olam means its reputation will spread throughout the world. The Maharsha writes Tiba Yatza B'chol Ha'olam also can refer to Tiba, Matbea, its currency. You know, they stamp the name, the face of the Caesar on their coins, and they distribute those coins throughout their empire. And then they then disqualify previous coins. So that too indicates their influence, the power, the extent of their empire, the distribution, the wide distribution of their coinage. That's what's meant here by Tiba Yatza B'chol Ha'olam. Okay. Well, it says, and why or how do we know that the most prominent enters first? Rav Chista says, Melech v'tzibur, if you have a king and you have a community. Melech nechnas tchila l'din. The king goes in to the court case first. Shnemrat says in the Pasuk, Lasos mishpat avdo or mishpat amo Yisrael. God should perform the judgment of his servant, a reference to Shlomo Melech, and then subsequently to the nation of Israel. Melech before Tzibur. So to Rome, Choshev comes first before the other Umas Ha'olam, for the Yom HaDin. The time am I? Why is that? Why is it Melech first, Tzibur second? Iboy Seim Alav Aruch Aretz, not just not respectful. Lamesa of Malka Me'avroi, that the king waits outside while someone else goes in first. Iboy Seim Aruch, because Mekame Delepush Charon Af. You don't want the judge, in this case God, to get angry by first seeing all the sins of the Tzibur. Then the Hatan the Melech walks in, God has already been angered, but the king go in first but to be judged. Maybe, I don't know, Lahavdil, you know, a car of Mishlachim pulls up to your house. First one comes in, so the Baal Bais is still in a giving mood. It's the first one of the night. Time the fourth guy comes in already, you know, you're already a little bit less perhaps likely to be as generous with the fourth check as with the first check. Okay, maybe, maybe not. Mashal. All right. So the Gemara says, pints of the Umos Olam are lined up for judgment. The most prominent, meaning Rome, comes in first. Olam Kadosh Baruch Hu says, by the way, it's so interesting, Ha'ara in the Ben Yehoyada, he said the word Af, anger, Edom, Paras, the two nations we're going to see here discussed in the Gemara. Okay, interesting, just a little art. But Omer Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, the Maya Saktem, so what did you engage in? Meaning, Tosfos explains, what God is going to ask them is, all throughout the generations, what zechus do you have to show for yourself? You know, what have you engaged in to merit positive judgment in each and every generation? So Omer Levanav, the Romans will answer, Ribono Shel Olam, Harbe Shvakim Takninu, oh, those cardos, wow, you know, big, big markets. Harbe Mechatzos Asinu, wow, the Roman bathhouses, well known. Harbe Kesef Ezav Habinu, we amassed large amounts of gold and silver. Bekulam Lo Asinu Ela Bishvil Yisrael, and this was all done for the sake of Klal Yisrael, Kedei Sheis Asku B'Torah, that they should be able to have spare time to engage in the study of Torah. Why? Because if you have markets available with all that you need to buy, you have Main Street, you have Central Avenue, you know, we made it easy. Just, you know, it's one-stop shop for all you need, and boom, back to the Beis Medrash. Right? So we did this so Klal Yisrael can engage in study of Torah. And, you know, they can freshen themselves up in a local bathhouse. Oh, Geshmak, I feel ready to go back to Beis Medrash. That's why we did this all.
The nerve.
Oh, good question. It's like, come on. Who are you trying to fool here? Right? That's the Ben Yoda's question. So he says, they were claiming that even though we did it for ourselves, but they're claiming that we also had a kavan l'shem shemayim. That's what they're arguing. In other words, he says that they weren't stupid enough to say that this is our entire kavana. Come on. God knows who you are. He says what they were claiming was that we had a second kavana. We had two kavanas. And they were hoping that itself would be reason for a schus. That's what he suggests. So he says what they're claiming is that even though we did it for ourselves, im kol zeh, despite doing it for ourselves, there was also benefit for Klal Yisrael. There was also benefit. That's what he says they're arguing. Even though, of course, we did it for ourselves, but with all that, there was a benefit for Klal Yisrael. That's what he suggests they argue. And Kadosh Baruch Hu's response, we'll see in a moment, is that God says, you fools, you had not even ulterior motive of benefiting Klal Yisrael. This was entirely for yourselves. So he says, give a response by saying, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shotem Sheva Olam, foolish people, Koma Asher Asisem, Letzorach Atzlechem Asisem. Now you did this entirely for yourselves. Tikantem, meaning you didn't want them to be able to more easily learn Torah. On the contrary, as Ben Ishchai Ben Yehuda says, you'd rather not learn Torah at all. Tikantem Shvakim, you made marketplaces, streets, not to make it easy for them to make a parnasa and to sit and learn. Lahosha ben zonos, you wanted to encourage gilui arayos, you wanted to encourage znus. That's what your intention was with these public shvakim, these public streets and markets. That's what you had in mind. Furthermore, mechatzos, the bathhouse is la'adin behem atzmachem. It was all for yourselves. You had no interest in Klal Yisrael benefiting from them. Kesef is zahav, the coins, the gold and silver you speak of that you amassed. Right? You said, Harbinu, we amassed Kesef is zahav. No, no, you didn't. Kesef is zahav is shalihu, it's all mine, and I determine who gets it, says God. Shneimer says, Liya kesef, liya zahav, nu mashem tzvakos. This is all my gold and my silver, and I give it out. I distribute it. It's not, oh, Harbinu, we amassed it. So, therefore, God Shbrocha then says to them, Klum yesh b'chem magidzos. Is there anyone among you who can speak about this? Shneimer says, that same pasuk in Yeshayahu, Mem Gimel, said, Mi b'chem yagidzos. As pasuk says, Kol ha'goyim nikbitzu yachtov, v'yei osfu l'umim, all the goyim gathered together, the nations gathered, Mi bahem yagidzos. Who among them, the goyim, will speak of this? The Gemara says, what does this mean? Ein zos el Torah. Shneimer v'zos haTorah, asher samosha. God says, I'm not interested in your marketplaces and your bathhouses. I'm not interested in any of that and your gold and silver. I want to know this, Torah. Speak up. Who here can speak of having engaged in study of Torah? Miyad, immediately, Yotzu, Pachan Nefesh, they walk out disappointed. Yotzis Machas Romi, Rome walks out, Benichnas Machas Paras Acharel. Persia walks in. Oh, in a idioma. Persia walks in. My time of why? Tehich Shiva Basra? That's second most prominent. Uminolan, how do we know that? Tehseh, because it says in Daniel, Zion, the Pasuk there speaks of how in the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babel's reign, Daniel had a dream. In the dream, there were four animals, and the second animal described is the following, Ba'aru, and behold, Cheva Achari Sinyona, a second animal, another one, Dom Yoladov, comparable to a bear. That's what Daniel sees. So the ton of Yosef taught, these animals are references to the nations. The first animal was a lion, which Tosir points out is a reference to Malchus Bavel. The second animal, the beer, is a reference, says Rav Yosef, to the Parsiim, to the Persians. Sheochlin, Beshosin, Kedov, they eat and drink like a beer. Mr. Bolin, Basar Kedov, they're fat like a beer. Megadlin, Ser Kedov, they grow a long hair like a beer. Ve'en lehem menucha kedov. They're always restless like a bear. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, Maya saktem. So what have you been engaged in? What have you done all through the generations to claim a zechus? Amar L'panav, they respond, Ribono Shel Olam, Harbei Gesharim Gasharnu. We made many bridges. And this is something the Romans did not highlight. Tos says, granted, the Romans also made bridges, but I guess Persians were known especially for their bridges more so than the Romans were. Habe krachim kavashna. We conquered many cities, say the Persians. Habe mochamos asinu. We waged many wars. Kulam asinu. Ela bishul Yisrael. Kadesh yisaska b'torah. Same claim. All of that. The bridges and the battles and the conquests. That was all for Klal Yisrael to engage in the study of Torah. The way Ben Yoyodin understands this argument is that we never demanded that they submit soldiers to help fight the wars. We never made them join us in the building of these bridges and in the conquest of these cities because we didn't want them to be battle them from study of Torah. Okay, that's what they claim, says Ben Yoyodin. So Amalam Kadosh Baruch Hu Kamasha Sisim Matzoch Atzmecham Asisim. No, this is all done for yourselves. Tikantem Gesharim Litol Mehem Mechas. You made bridges so you could collect taxes, right? Tolls, all the tolls, port authority. It was all for your own toll collection. That's what it was for. Congestion pricing. It's all for your own benefit. Furthermore, krachem lasis behemangaria. You conquered cities because you wanted to put the people of the cities to work for you. Muhammas and the wars that you waged. Ani asisi. I waged those wars. Shneimer says Hashem yesh Muhamma. What matters? Klum yesh b'chem magadzos. Anybody among you who can speak to this? Once again, Torah. Shnemar mi b'chem yagadzos ve'ein zos ella Torah. Shnemar b'zos haTorah asher sam Moshe. So here as well, miyad yatsu milfanov pachanepesh. The Persians walk out just as disappointed as the Romans. So the Gemara asks, v'chim ya'achar duchazes machos paras del machos romi delo mahayna v'lo midi. Machos Paras sees that Machos Rom has failed in their arguments. So my taima Ayla, why did they even bother and try to make similar arguments? The Gemara answers, Omri, they said to themselves, Inu sasri beis hamikdash. Now the Romans perhaps were rejected because they destroyed the mikdash. Anan baninan, but we built the mikdash, meaning Daryavish, right? Koresh. The Persian kings are the ones who allow the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. It started before Achashverosh, continued after Achashverosh. So the Persian kings allowed the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Tosfos points out that this was not an argument they made, because God had asked them for what have you done in each and every generation. And this was a one-time thing. It was those two kings. That was it. But the fact that they ultimately were the nation that facilitated the rebuilding of the Mikdash made them think that maybe we won't be as rejected as the Romans were. That was their thought process. Fine. V'chein l'chol umma v'umman. Every nation tries the same type of approach as well with the same results. Well, the other nations, they saw Persia and Rome both failed. My time, Ali, why did they bother trying? Answers the Gemara Sabri. They thought to themselves, ha nochish dabdu b'hu b'Yisrael. Oh, the Romans and the Persians persecuted the Jews because the Persians inherited the Malchus Babel. Gauls Babel segued into Persia. So they were the ones who persecuted the Jews. That's why they were rejected. Anan loshti b'adam b'Yisrael. We didn't persecute the Jews, so maybe we'll have a better chance. So that's the thought process of the Umas HaOlam here. So Gemara asks, "My shnohani d'chashivi, my shnohani d'lochashivi. Why are only these two nations, Rome and Persia, considered chashuv, and not any other nations?" Now, Tosfos points out that Gemara really is not asking about all the other 68 Umas HaOlam. Gemara is asking specifically of the four nations that are referenced in Daniel's dream. The other, so two we just mentioned, Persia and Rome, but the other two were Babel and Yavan. So why are Babel and Yavan not considered Chasha? That's what the Gemara is asking here. Okay. They were also Meshavet B'Yisrael, and it's the Arba Malchios, the four Golios. So why are these other two of four nations, Yavan and Babel, not mentioned here? Why are they not Chashuv, I guess, we're asking? And it says the Gemara Mishum da Hanach Mashchi b'Malchusayu ad Asim Meshicha. Because whereas Bavel, oh, that's history. Whereas Yavan, that's history. But Malchus Paras, Malchus Romi, their dominion extends until Mashiach. Interesting. Okay, so therefore that's why these two are considered the Umos that are Chasha. So Omrim Lefanav, the Umos HaOlam say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Klum Nasata Lanu V'lo Kibal Nuva, did you give us the Torah that we rejected it? That's their claim. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? What they're claiming, they weren't given the Torah. But Ksiv it says, Bayomar, Hashem, me Sinai ba, Vizarach me Seir lamo. God came from Sinai, he came from Seir. Uksiv, Elo ami Teman yavo. It says God came from Teman. that's a reference, says Tosus, to perhaps the south, where Seir was. But the point is, the pasuk speaks of God coming from other directions, other places, other locations. My boy b'Seir, why was God in Seir? Well, my boy b'Paran. That same pasuk speaks of Hofia mehar Paran. God came from Paran, so why was God there in Paran? Paran says Tosis is where the Yishma'elim were. So, why was God doing in all these other locations aside from Sinai? Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Yochanan says, Melame shechzira Hakadosh Baruch Hu al kol uma. God had offered the Torah to all nations and they rejected it. Until God gave it to Israel and they accepted it. So it's not just me, Sinai, but it was also Seir, it was also Paran, and they all rejected it. Oh, so the Gaon were offered the Torah. So then they can't claim that you didn't offer it to us because God did offer it to us. Says the Gemara. Elakach Omrim Lefanav, what the Umas Olam say is the following. Ibonish Lolam, Klum Kafisa Aleinu Hakagigas, Velokibal Nuva, you didn't coerce us into accepting it, Kemosha Sisle Shol, as Klai Shol, as you did to Klai Shol. The Chsib, it says, Vaisiatu Vitachta Sahara, the Jew stood at the foot of the mountain, and Tachta implies under the mountain. So Omrav Dimi Barachama, Malama, this teaches us, Shekafa, Kadosh Baruch Hu Hakagigas al Yisrael, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, overturned the mountain as if it were a barrel of beer, or barrel used to contain beer, over Klal Yisrael. The Amalim and God said to them, "Imatam mekabel masat Torah. If you accept Torah, mutav, great. Be'amavin, if not, sham tehe kibaraskam. There you will be buried." So God coerced them to accept Torah. So the Muslim are claiming that's not fair. You coerced them, and they get schar. You didn't coerce us. Amalim kadosh baruch, that's also your fault. Harishono siash meunu. Look at how well you did with the first ones, with the Shav Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, before Matan Torah. How'd you do with those? Shemrat says, V'rishonos Yashmi'unu, the same pasuk in Yeshaya, V'rishonos Yashmi'unu, the first ones will prove it to us. And it says, what does that mean? Sheva Mitzvahs Shekibaltem, the seven Mitzvahs that you did accept, Heichan Kiyamtem, where have you fulfilled them? So Gemara asks, how do we know that the Goyim did not keep Shav Mitzvahs? Tani of Yosef, because if Yosef taught, Amad by Moded Eretz Ra'a Vayater Goyim. God stood up, he took a measurement of the earth, he saw, and Vayater Goyim, implying that he saw fit to release them. So the Gemara asks, my Ra, what did God see? Ra'a Zay Mitzvahs, Shekibul Alehen, Beninoch, Belo Kaimum. God saw that even the Shav Mitzvahs they didn't keep. Okay, Belo Kaimum, since they didn't keep those, God released them from them. Asks Gemar, Iskuri Iskur, so that they benefited from not keeping the mitzvahs. How does that to be understood? Oh, you sin and you get rewarded for it? No, that's not pshat. It can't be pshat. Rather, Amar Mar, Redemina, here's pshat. Lomar, this means to say, top of the Amar, what happened was that once they weren't keeping Zion mitzvahs, God decided, Sha'afa pi shamekhaimino son, that from that point on, even if they would observe those mitzvos and mekabla schar, they will no longer receive schar for those Zayin mitzvos because they forfeited that opportunity by failing to observe the Zayin mitzvos Bnei Noach. They lost then the opportunity to mekabla schar, even if they were to observe those mitzvos. The Gemara is going to explain this means tomorrow. We're going to fine tune that last statement in the coming Omer. Okay. Okay.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Good day to all. Good Shabbos to all.
Shabbos.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Jeff, have a good Shabbos.